Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Callahan Sam Taft talking about Iowa credit unions gaining a 44% mortgage lending market share. Amazing stuff, so check it out. Guys, you guys reported that Iowa credit unions, I'm looking at my notes here, Iowa credit unions, 44% mortgage lending market share. That's amazing. What's going on here? You guys are rocking it in Iowa. What's the secret? What's going on?
Absolutely. And so I guess just a quick aside there.
Yeah.
That number is actually, that is 44% for Waterloo MSA, Metropolitan Statistical Area in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, credit unions in Iowa have been incredibly successful in staying visible within the community, staying relevant to their members, and in many cases, potential future members. But what we're seeing in the Waterloo MSA is that, you know, it's really just a great success story of credit unions really engaging their market and succeeding. So, I mean, you know, within Waterloo, it's not like there's no competition. There's 23 credit unions to 168 banks in that market. But it just turns out that the top two originators are Viridian Credit Union and University of Iowa Community Credit Union. So if you look at some of the underlying data too, the story actually gets a little bit better in that you see really high funded to approved ratios for the credit unions in that market. And so what that tells us is that these credit unions are very, very efficient at originating loans that they receive applications for.
Very nice. And we just had the folks on from Michigan Credit Union League, Dave Adams actually, talking about how Michigan credit unions are, they've had the highest performance in more than 20 years. I mean, it seems like this is a kind of a national thing. I mean, are you seeing this thing nationwide? Are they performing this way?
Yeah, you know, I mean, maybe not to the level that Waterloo, Iowa is, but definitely some very encouraging trends. I mean, at a high level, the HMDA data, that the Home Mortgage Disclosure Act data, that it gets released on kind of a 6 months trailing basis. So we just got the 2014 data. And, you know, we've kind of scrubbed it and then sliced and diced it. And what we see is that credit unions captured 6.1% of the national market share on the dollar amount of loans funded. But if you drill down a little bit and you look at based on the number of loans funded, that market share goes up to 9.5%.
Oh, wow. All right.
And so that really reinforces this idea that credit unions are predominantly serving Americans with relatively moderate incomes to purchase moderately priced homes. You know, but it's not limited to Iowa. As you said, Michigan's doing really well. Alaska actually tops the list with 30.7% market share.
Wow.
Vermont's number two, and Iowa as a state is three. But then even after that, you have eight states with double-digit market share.
That's awesome.
So, you know, it's some very, very positive signs are in the market right now.
Yeah, I hate to bring up the recession time and time again, but man, we've really come out of the recession with guns a-blazing, so to speak. You know, it's really, really rebounding very, very well. And my question always to all these great reports, how can credit unions keep up this level of performance? I mean, it's just phenomenal. I mean, a lot of these numbers are unprecedented, so it's just pretty cool news.
Yeah, I mean, just a quick aside too, is that we're looking at preliminary third quarter data for credit unions, and their mortgage market share, so based as of September 2015, is 8.7%. Now that's a record high. I mean, I think back in 2010, maybe it was in like the 4% range.
Really? Oh my God.
So yeah, so that's really fantastic.
More
but as far as some challenges for the industry, though, they fall into kind of a couple different buckets. You know, relevance is a big deal. Anytime that you're the minority in a market, you're going to face an uphill battle from a visibility and a recognition perspective. So population education becomes paramount. You know, educating people to understand, A, what is a credit union, and B, why a credit union might be a better fit for your financial needs.
Yeah.
Staffing continues to be a relevant issue. Specifically, how do credit unions meet spikes in demands? I mean, just for example, some of the credit unions that we talked to mentioned how the first quarter surge in mortgage applications really took them by surprise. And so they had to staff up their lending departments before they could really work through that pipeline of, you know, excess demand and applications. Tied to that, I think, is that not only getting the sheer numbers of staff, but getting the right staff members, right? So quality skilled originators continue to be in very high demand.
Yeah.
Kind of on the other side of things, market disruptors are becoming more relevant these days, not just to credit unions, but for the entire financial services industry.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, alternative online only lenders and financial services providers, they're only becoming more common, right? So, you know, the worrisome part of that is that a lot of financial institutions don't realize that where the threat's coming from. They know they're losing share.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who's taking it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one other point would be from kind of an executive perspective. And so if we think about succession planning, a majority of the senior management teams at credit unions are rapidly nearing retirement age.
Turnover. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, credit unions need to be thinking about who and how they're going to be filling these vacancies in the next 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if those people aren't going to come from within, they need to start looking to outside sources to find that talent.
Yeah, that's going to be an even bigger issue in 2016 and probably 17, like you said, for the next 5 years. So
yeah,
good point. So why are Americans choosing cooperatives over banks these days, especially for mortgage lending? Is this a new trend? I mean, we've seen reports out there. I mean, it seems like it's a trend that's on the rise, especially with the millennials. I mean, because they're looking for companies or even financial institutions that have a greater meaning. We've seen studies like that. I mean, is that kind of all along the lines there with this growing trend?
You know, and I mean, I don't think it's a new trend. I mean, I think Americans have always recognized the value of the cooperative model. But I think in recent years, since the financial crisis, the cooperative model has become more attractive.
Yeah.
Right. So credit unions are doing a better job to make it known that you're going to get a better value for your money, mm-hmm, if you do business there.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of tied to that, I don't think banks have really done themselves any favors either. It seems like every day we're hearing another story about some settlement related to an unfair or an illegal lending practice, mm-hmm, from the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
So from a perception perspective, credit unions have definitely seen their goodwill increase in the last 5 to 6 years.
Yeah, you're right. And the numbers, I mean, they certainly enhance the credibility that much more too. I mean, the performance numbers that we were talking about at the top of the show.
Oh yeah.
Those are pretty darn good too.
Right, absolutely. And one other thing that I would point out is that I think that's other elements of the cooperative model that are kind of intrinsic to its design,
mm-hmm,
specifically that credit unions are less apt to view mortgages in a black and white perspective.
Yeah,
so that, does the borrower check these boxes? Okay, yes, you get the loan. No, you don't get the loan. You know, better luck next time. You know, we hear about all these different strategies with credit unions trying to work with their members that might not fit into the quote unquote approved box. I mean, for example, you know, it's not to say that they're making riskier loans either. I mean, if you look at the delinquency rates as of the second quarter of this year,
mm-hmm,
credit union delinquency was 0.78%.
That's amazing.
Banks were almost three times, almost four times that.
Gosh.
At 3.9%. So.
Yeah, exactly. Those are stories that we hear time and time again, and you're right. I mean, it's all kind of based on relationships from what I hear.
Yeah.
I mean, the credit unions really know their members, and they know who could be a greater risk as opposed to somebody else. I mean, so it seems to be, I mean, like you said, the numbers that you just stated, you know, they're doing something right.
Right.
You know, it's working.
Right, exactly. And I mean, you know, what we learned in the recession was that even people with good credit can have financial problems,
true,
right?
True.
So it, you know, what we see time and time again is that credit union underwriters and lending departments, they're increasingly listening to their members and trying to get the whole story,
mm-hmm,
right? To,
mm-hmm,
see if the story matches the credit history, mm-hmm, and, you know, where are they today?
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. All right, wrap up question for you, sir. What advice do you have for credit unions out there looking to achieve similar results as those in Iowa and Michigan? I mean, or even heading into the holidays, because I mean, that's another kind of a big spending time of the year, but maybe not so much in the mortgage area.
Right. I would two things on that front.
Sure.
I think it can't be stressed enough that credit unions need to build and foster relationships with the realtors in their markets.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we did a recent profile. A credit union actually had allocated within its budget for education and realtor education outreach. You know, so they're proactively budgeting to have somebody manage these relationships. I think that's moving in the right direction.
Cool.
The other element that I think is important to think about to try to be successful is focusing on how your brand is perceived in your market. You know, we're in a culture where if we have an experience, we talk to people about it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be going home for Christmas. Maybe I'm buying a car. Maybe I bought a house, whatever. I'm going to be telling everybody about it. You know, and people post it online, you know, reviews, et cetera. So you need to be aware of how your members are experiencing that. We had an example of Orange County Credit Union in California. Their executive team did a journey mapping exercise. So they literally went through the experiences that their members had when they say we're trying to get a loan, mm-hmm. to try to figure out where might there be holes in the process, mm-hmm. we improve it, to just try to get a bigger, better picture.
Right on, right on. Great, great advice there, Sam. All right, and to wrap up, where can folks get more of this information? This is really good stuff.
All righty. Well, I think the best way to do it would be to register for our morning newsletter from creditunions.com. You know, all of the data and the strategy pieces that we put out mm-hmm. come right through that morning Sweet. Newsletter. So that's probably the best way to get it.
Okay, very cool. All right, everybody. Callahan, Sam Taft with some great news for Credit Unions. Hope we can keep it up.
Thank you.